Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, yes, yes. It is moi. It is. We have our brand new system in place, at least temporarily. We are not terribly trustful of the gods of communication. I think Mercury must be terminally retrograde at this moment. But we are here and ready to take your phone calls about whatever it is that's on your mind, and all you have to do is call me at 855-99-37569. And just in case you're thinking about running away from everything, well, you're in good company. In 1815, that's what Napoleon did. He escaped from Elba. Remember Elba? Remember that's a patronym? It's the same forward and backwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. First motion picture in color at the Palace Theater in 1909. Did you realize color movies were that old?
No, I didn't.
And we're going back to black and white a little bit, so yeah.
Okay.
The original Dixieland Jazz Band, first jazz record for Victor Talking Machine Company in New York in 1917.
Okay.
So jazz was basically 16 years behind color movies. I wouldn't have guessed that, would you, if you'd guessed which was older, jazz or colored movies?
Yeah, I'm not sure I would have guessed that either.
And Woodrow Wilson with great foresight established the Grand Canyon National Park.
Very
pretty
cool.
Clever.
Yeah.
And Coolidge, 20 years after that, made Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. So it's a good day for parks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good day, I guess, to get away from it all.
Okay.
All right. Now, this was also in 1993, the first bombing of the World Trade Center. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah. I think I was only in the third grade at that time, but yeah, I remember hearing about it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So this was the day that they saw ghost rockets in Sweden, which is UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
The first reports were made this day in 1946 by Finnish observers. 2,000 sightings were logged between May and December 1946, with peaks on the 9th and 11th of August. 200 sightings were verified with radar. Authorities recovered physical fragments were attributed to ghost rockets. What is a ghost rocket? I mean, it just doesn't say. Mm-hmm. It just says that's what people were finding.
Well, let's see.
Well, I mean, it says were probably caused by meteors.
Mm-hmm.
The peaks of the sightings also fall within the peak of the annual meteor shower. Most ghost rocket sightings did not occur during meteor shower activity, and furthermore displayed characteristics inconsistent with meteors, such as reported maneuverability.
Mm-hmm.
Debate continues. In 1946, they thought it from the German rocket facility. And were long-range tests by the Russians, or a cruise missile. The Swedish Army issued a directive stating that newspapers were not to report the exact location of ghost rocket sightings or any information regarding the direction or speed of the object. The information, they reasoned, was vital for evaluation purposes to the nation or nations performing the tests. However, some investigators for the Swedish military apparently believed the objects could not be conventionally explained and instead hypothesized an extraterrestrial origin.
Wow.
So these have been, I've sort of been one of those people who sort of poo-poos this, but if you really do look at the historical documents, there's an awful lot of it that occurred over large periods of time that really can't be explained. Well, I don't know. There would be a part of me. As I said, after September 11th, I went to the Hayden Planetarium, and one of the things that really was a comfort to me is the notion that we're not alone. You know, that as stupid as the stuff we do on this you know, on this planet and seem, you know, always on the verge of wiping each other out one way or another, that if we're not alone, if this is the, if we're not the only bastion of human life, then it seems to me to take some of the responsibility off us to survive, you know? It just feels a little less scary. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah. It was enormously comfort. And speaking of comfort, I don't know if this is one of those things that makes you a little queasy. Biological babies for same-sex parents are a possibility after stem cell breakthrough. I mean, we're talking
as to how they're going to do that.
Well, I mean, can you say clone, I guess?
Yeah.
You know, cloning is already possible for animals, right? Let's see what this says specifically. I mean, it's one of those kinds of things. That they'd be genetically related to both partners.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't actually tell us how. They're saying it's exciting. We have succeeded the first and most important step of the process where we have reached the progenitor cell state for sperm and egg. We have not yet achieved mature sperm and eggs, so we're now focusing on completing the second half of the process. So basically what you do is you take the stem cells, skin stem cells from two adults of the same gender to make human egg and sperm cells. It is a little creepy, is maybe too negative a word, but it is a little disconcerting. Let's leave it at that. They already can create primordial germ cells known as PGCs. When an egg cell divides and is fertilized by a sperm, some cells which cluster to form the fetus are reset to become stem cells, which have the potential to develop into any cell within the body. And a small number become PGCs, where they can be made into either sperm or egg cells. Well, I guess this is an opportunity for everybody to get in touch with their feminine side or their masculine side. I mean, it is interesting.
Yeah.
You said we can lose the chromosome but not add one. You can do it from two males more easily than you can do it from two women. Because, as you know, a man is an XY. A woman is double X. So it's easier. They're going to be easier to take two men. See, you guys always have it easier. There's a not-for-profit organization called Men Having Babies, which promotes and helps gay men become biological parents. But that's a whole different issue. I mean, you know, we're talking about something very, very different here than... Then, I mean, we're talking about essentially two men as opposed to a fertilized egg from somebody else or adopting a child or whatever else. All right, staying in touch with our kind of weird side today, which seems appropriate, Frankenstein human head transplant could happen in 2 years.
So what exactly does that entail?
All right, it's an Italian surgeon, Sergio Canavera. I just love saying that. Says you could graft a living person's head onto a donor body. So the idea for people who suffer degenerative diseases of the muscles and nerves or those who have advanced cancer. I don't know. I suppose you're photoshopping for real, right?
So basically you can take a human head and put it on...
A donor body.
A donor body. Hmm.
So tissue around the neck would be dissected. Major blood vessels would be joined by tiny tubes. The head and the donor body would be cooled at the start of the procedure to extend the time that cells can survive without oxygen. Spinal cords would then be cut, and the recipient's head moved onto the donor body. The ends of the spinal cord would be fused together with a chemical called polyethylene glycol, which encourages fat within cell membranes to mesh. The person would then be put in a coma for around 4 weeks to prevent them moving while they heal. Then you could move and feel their face when they awoke, speak with the same voice, should be able to walk within a year.
Wow. And so they would have, you know, they'd get all the nerves and everything connected.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. They've apparently already done it with a monkey that lived for 9 days.
Okay.
But then its immune system rejected the head. Oh, I know what that's like. My head and my heart are always, you know, at fight with one. All right, one more kind of weird story, which is that jet lag is worse on Mars. What a surprise.
Yeah,
shocker. Yeah, right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to help you with whatever it is that's on your mind, 855-993-7569. Victoria, you're on the air. How may I help you?
Wow, was that fast.
Yeah, sometimes you're just really good.
Yeah. Okay, my question in a nutshell, Dr. Joy, is are there more people like me? I was a really anxious, sad child, and all of my adult life I have struggled with major recurring depression and have been on various medications without much success. And I guess I need to know that I'm not alone. I'm now 58. But it's never gotten better. I'm sick of it.
Okay.
Tired.
All right, let's do a couple things together, kiddo. First of all, let me answer your question, are you alone? No. But to a certain extent, who cares? I mean, you don't want to be... If I said you were the only person who felt that way, it's not going to make you feel any better. If I said there are lots of people who feel that way, I'm not sure that we want to make you accept it, right? I mean, let's you and I see if there's not a way of looking at who you are, what your experience has been, what you've done, what you've tried, and see if there's not something that we can try that might make you happier, might make you less anxious, might make you better able to function, and happier. I mean, let's just leave it at that, happier. Okay, so are there things in this life that you can point to that make you happy?
Not anymore. I mean, I can't think of fishing. Fishing makes me happy.
Okay.
My children make me happy. My
okay,
grandson makes me happy.
Okay. Are there things that you can do? Well, fishing, you mentioned one of them. Do you live close to a place you can fish?
Yeah, reasonably close.
Like, could you fish two or three times a week if you wanted to?
Oh, no, no.
Could you fish once a week?
Probably.
Okay. All right, so let's put that in a look at category. Are there things that you can do during the day that make you calm or happy or relaxed?
I've been exercising.
Does that work?
No. Maybe
okay.
A little bit. Yeah, it does work a little bit.
Right. To what kind? So let's look at how it works or how it doesn't work, all right? So what kind of exercise do you do?
I do 45 minutes of cardio, and then I do weight. I go to the Y.
Have you ever tried things like swimming?
It's too much of a hassle, and I color my hair, and they...
Okay. Once you said color your hair, we can take that off. Although, let me just sort of add something that you can do, especially at the Y, because their pools tend to be fairly warm. You can do water aerobics. Have you ever tried water aerobics?
No, I've been thinking about it, though. I looked on their classes.
Okay. Water aerobics, also see if they have water Tai Chi. Water Tai Chi is one of the greater inventions of the human mind. Tai Chi, as you know, is smooth muscular movement over time, and it's something that it's ancient. So, and I used to see people in San Francisco doing it at like 9 o'clock in the morning who were 100 years old, literally, which is great. It requires a certain amount of balance, but you can learn that balance over time, and it doesn't... I mean, you're not going to fall off something if you're not very good at it. But Tai Chi in the water is kind of like... It's all the sensation of swimming or flying without having to worry about breath or falling or hurting or strength or anything else. So put those two things on, all right? And this is just our trial thing. Because it sounds to me that you like the idea of exercising, but the question is, does it... I mean, cardio is going to raise your blood pressure. It's going to raise your heart rate. So it may, in fact, not be the right exercise for you, just because if you're suffering from... anxiety, for example, it may make you more anxious because your body's going to heat up, your heart rate's going to go up, you're going to have a harder time breathing, and all of those symptoms are associated with anxiety. So that may not be the world's best exercise for you. You might be better off, for example, just taking a walk where you move your arms a lot. You may get most of this cardiovascular, but, you know, it doesn't sound to me that works very well for you. Muscles, I don't know. I don't know if that's something that is... Usually there's some effort in that and some stress in that. So, you know, I'm not trying to convince you not to do either. I'm saying, what if we looked at exercises that had some of the same beneficial value with less of the side effects? I know it's hard to think about exercises having side effects, but everything has side effects that might be calmer. So water, you know, water aerobics is fun. It's almost impossible to hurt yourself. You can just, and let me just tell you a really easy thing. Running back and forth in the shallow end of the pool where the water is up to about your shoulders. You're not going to get your hair wet. You can absolutely work up a sweat. And if you think about it, from a cardiovascular standpoint, it may work better for you because your body's not going to overheat. You're in the water, and water's a really great conductor of heat away from you, all right? So I put those two things in. I might think, all right, so let's talk about other kinds of things. So you're saying being around, how often are you around your grandson?
Oh, at least once a week. And then I'm going to start babysitting for him more.
Okay, so that may be increased. And what we need to do is figure out a way to be around him. Babysitting may or may not work. And I'll tell you why. How old is your grandson?
5.
Okay. It may or may not work, and the reason being that it's moved from something that's fun to do to something where you may have more, for example, disciplinary responsibilities, or it may turn into more of a, what's the word I want, an obligation rather than fun. So keep an eye on that. I'm not saying that we'll...
It's helpful. It makes me feel good to help my children, and this will really... take a load off for my daughter and fun.
Okay, but be careful about that. Martyrdom looks great on vellum. It's not a lifestyle. And one of the side effects of doing things, I mean, look, I'm not arguing that altruism is a real phenomenon, but I'm saying that sometimes altruism has a really nasty price tag attached to it, which is gratitude. You know, I do all this for you, what are you doing for me? And if you're doing this simply because it makes you feel happy, so be it. If you're doing it because you're helping out and you like to help out and you expect people to be grateful when you help out and also that you expect them to help you out when you need it, be careful because that's going to be a trap. And it's going to taint something that has some pure value to you in a way that you don't want to taint it. So, and you can hear, hopefully, kind of the philosophy about how I'm hopefully making you think about things in a slightly different way. Of if you're saying... you know, I was born this way. Well, you know, that's why therapy was invented. That's why adulthood was invented.
I've had years and years and years.
Well, I know. But all I'm saying is what I don't want you to do, I'm not recommending therapy. You didn't hear me say one word about therapy in all this. What I'm saying is, what if you began thinking of yourself as raw material that had some great impact and some great application and some that didn't work quite so well. Put you on hold for a minute. You think about all this. We'll come back and talk about it a little bit more. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we lost Victoria, and I'm, of course, not sure exactly why, but let me spend a little bit more time, because whether Victoria's listening or not, you know, my point is severalfold. Number one, if you're in hell, don't stop. If you're feeling like you've been an anxious, depressed person your whole life, certainly you can try lots of different things, but at some point you have to decide, okay, what can I do differently? You have to make the assumption that the problem is not solvable. Somebody else can't solve my problem. And I'm not saying you should start there, because that philosophy of nobody can help me is probably as destructive as if I just find the right person, then everything will be better. They're equally unworkable. All right? They're not helpful at all. So what all of us need when we're running into any problem in our life is a combination of, okay, what can I do for myself? What can I do differently? And you heard that in Victoria's case that she really likes to fish. So fish once a week. just plan it. And not only can you plan to fish, you can plan to figure out what bait you're going to use. You can spend some time planning the itinerary. You can go online and find different fishing spots. You can get a book on fish of the region. You can learn to cook fish differently. I mean, so the point being that you can take something that is very calming and reinforcing and comfortable for you and enlarge it. So instead of it just being something that you do once a week during the summer, that it's something that maybe you do, or that you do once during the summer, that maybe it's something you do once a week, and that you add other things. You sort of allow sort of things to generate around you so that you can do other things around it. All right, so that's number one. Number two, you figure out certainly people and places that can make you feel happier, but what you need to do is not be completely dependent on that, because you can't make your happiness dependent on somebody else. It just is not viable. It will not work. But you can also figure out people that you'd like to be around and figure out, and you can hear that you need to make sure it's not a trap of, okay, I really like being around Manny, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start working for Manny because Manny is just such fun to be around. And but working for Manny may not work the same way. It may not be the same dynamic as just enjoying going out having a brewski with Manny. All right. So, and it's not that you can. Sometimes you can figure that out ahead of time. For example,
if you've ever, fun to be around.
He's fun. Manny's adorable. And working for Manny would be so easy. But the point being that, for example, if you've ever traveled with somebody that you really liked, some people you can travel with and some people you can't. And there may be people that you're not as fond of but travel better. You know, they do better on the road than other people. So, and it's not that you necessarily have to know that up front. You can discover it, but you can also be open to it. So instead of saying, okay, Manny is really a creep, you know, he really misled me, because look how terrible he is to work for. It just may be that Manny is fun to have a brewski with and not fun to work for because he's disorganized or whatever, right? Poor Manny. I probably should figure out another name to use. Grinaldehyde. Okay? So, number three. Evaluate the things in your life that you're doing and see if they, in fact, are accomplishing what you hope that they'll accomplish, right? And that's why we went through that list in pretty exhaustive fashion about what Victoria was doing to exercise. Because, again, if you're prone to anxiety, getting your heart rate up and getting your body really heated and having a hard time breathing may not be the world's best exercise because it will remind you of anxiety. Okay, and so try some other things. And you heard me saying, okay, well, if the issue is exercise, jogging back and forth in a pool, making sure you put your heels down because otherwise your calves will kill you the next day, works really well. It's much less taxing for your body. It will get your cardio up. You can lose some weight. So, again, begin looking at the various parts of your life. So instead of, and you heard, I wasn't sort of saying go talk with a therapist, other than me, of course, but saying decide what your goal is, and if your goal is to reduce anxiety and to make your life happier, figure out what you can do. Now, there may be people that you can add in the mix, and there may not be. Don't make that assumption one way or the other. Just decide, yeah, this is, you know, my life is a canvas, and I'm going to see what colors go where and what works. And things that work at one time may not work at another, and people who work at one time may not work at another. But be willing to be open to it a little bit, okay? 855-99-37569. Peggy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey there. I'm calling regarding my son. He's 22 years old, and I just don't know if I'm doing the right thing with him or not. He's currently going to school, be a machinist, Nate person, and we just seem to can't keep him motivated to go to school and do the right thing. He doesn't have a job. The only thing that we're expecting him to do is go to school. But, like, if he has an opportunity not to go, he'll try to not go. And it's just, I'm frustrated, and I don't know what else to do.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I have two.
And the other
but
one
my
is?
My daughter, she's grown and married.
Yeah, she's self-reliant and, yeah, self-starter. Okay. How did your son do in high school?
I constantly had to push him to go to school and to do what he needed to do.
All right, what does he want to do?
Well, he would really like to go into the military, but he got in some trouble. he had a relationship with the girl, and he got into trouble. He hit the girl, and now he's on probation. So he's going to get the post plea diversion when he finishes his probation. But he just, you know, he just seems like he just can't get his feet on the ground, and we've stood behind him and everything.
Okay.
You know?
So short of going to school. So it's a tech school, it sounds like.
Yes, it is.
Did he choose it, or did you choose it?
He chose it, but it was the only, we gave him an option of going to school or, you know, just doing whatever he had to do to get on with his life. So
how long has he been in school?
Really only about 4 months now.
How many times would you say he has cut school in the 4 months? Once a week, twice a week?
Well, it's been mostly because of weather, but probably at least once a week.
Does he get grades in the school that he's at?
Yes, he is getting grades once he finishes his projects, but what he tells us is he's way ahead of the program.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he's like way ahead of everything, and that's what he's telling us now. Whether it's true or not, I don't
know. All right, fair enough. When will there be an accounting? Where will when he gets the grades or passes? Is there a certain time in the semester? Does he have
probably in the next month or so?
Perfect. Okay, here's what I do. I would go take a walk with him, because face to face he's a male, and eyeball to eyeball is aggressive for males of any age, but certainly at 22 or 23. So I go take a walk with him, and I'd say, look, I'm delighted that you're far ahead in school, and you know, we're really looking forward to getting your evaluation. And let's assume, when's the probation over?
For another 2 or 3 years.
Military is
a long time.
Yeah, military is probably not going to be much of an option for him. Maybe. But he still needs to figure out something to do for the next 3 or 4 years, 2 or 3 years.
Right, and that's why we were trying to get him through this tech school, so by the end of this next year, he would have a certificate to where he could be able to get a decent job.
Well, is this a job that he's interested in?
Yes, he says he is.
Okay, so you have two choices here. One is you can wait and see what his grade comes out to be, whether he's blowing smoke or whether he, in fact, is very talented at this and just kind of bored. If he's kind of bored, presumably he could take some other classes or something, so he is engaged. I mean, doing nothing for a 23-year-old, doing nothing for anybody is a problem. Are there any, is he good with pets? Is he good? It sounds like he's good with his hands and good with machines.
He's musically talented. He's very gifted.
Okay, so what does his music play any part in his life?
Well, he plays in church and he plays, you know, at home, but, you know.
What about if he started tutoring kids or started, a lot of schools have cut out the music programs. What if he went to one of the elementary schools or one of the junior high schools or high schools and agreed to, volunteered to start off an after-school program with teaching kids music?
He may be interested in that. I mean, he loves music.
Yeah. All right, because here, look, Peggy, the deal is you're not ever going to be able to motivate him. All right? You're just not. And he will view it as nagging. So that will make you unhappy and make him unhappy. So that's not profitable. But saying to him, I mean, look, he's a grown-up. So saying to him, and again, you can wait till the grades come out, and hopefully he's absolutely been accurate that they just love him over there, and he's going to get a certificate and he'll get a job. All right, in case he's not, or even if he is, he's still got a couple of years. Let's talk about things that you might be able to direct him rather than motivate him, because you're not going to be able to motivate him. Right? Put you on hold. Back in a moment. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do this hour, any hour, although we've just about finished up this hour, but we have two more to go, so lots of time and lots of place for you. We're talking with Peggy, who's got a not unfamiliar story. She's got a son who's 23, who was not ever a scholar in school. She had to kind of push him through. He's now living at home. I assume he's not paying any rent. Is that correct, Peggy?
No, not currently.
Okay. Now, he graduated from high school at 18, right?
Yes.
And so what's he been doing for the last, 4 years?
Well, he was in, currently still in, military as far as, National Guard.
Okay.
He did work, you know, for a few years, and then, you know.
Wait, don't go so fast over that. What did he do?
He worked at a place making parts for different things.
Okay, and what happened about that?
Well, then he got back with the relationship with the girl, and then they broke up again, and the whole thing, I mean, I just think he's just been devastated over this whole situation with his, the girl, because, you know, he did have a baby, and now he doesn't see the child, and I think his wife is just, you know, he's just been having a hard time planting his feet down and going on.
How long is the baby?
She'll be 2 in July.
And how long ago did the incident with the girlfriend happen?
It's been almost 3 years.
So,
well, no, excuse me. It'll be 2 years because the baby, I mean, she was 7 months pregnant.
Yeah, okay.
At the time all this went on.
Has he ever seen the child?
Yes, she actually came back, and, you know, they were trying to have a relationship or whatever, and it still didn't work out, and then, you know, they're not together now.
Does she still live in the state?
Oh, yeah.
Does he pay child support?
No.
Because he doesn't have a job?
No, he doesn't have a job.
Okay. If I were his mom at this moment, I'd take him for a walk, and I'd say, okay, let's assume that everything's going to go really great. You're going to get your certificate. Let's, you know, tell me what I can do to help you, because that's going to completely unnerve him. He's going to assume that you're going to give him a lecture, and you're not. What can I do to help you so that we get, because it seems to me that you would have a number of goals at this point. One is to find a job that you like and that pays well enough so that you can find a place to live on your own, that you can pay some child support so you can see your kid, because it's very hard to make the argument to see your child if you're not paying child support. Courts absolutely just don't want to hear it.
Right.
So rather than, I mean, look, he's not a scholar. He's never going to be very good at school. But it seems to me maybe going back to the, I think you're right. He's having a pity party, let's face it. And pity parties, nobody wants to attend. They are endless. The food is terrible, and you never get out of them. So he needs to stop having a pity party. But so it would seem to me, I'd say to him, look, you're 22. You screwed up. Not the end of the world, but it's the after effects of the screw up are not going to go away instantly. So let's figure out. Tell me how I can help you to achieve what I assume are your goals, and you tell me what if I'm not right about that. To get a job that pays enough so that you can have a place of your own or share a place with somebody, pay some child support so you can see your kid. And I'd say, you know, exactly that. Are these your goals? And because if you say these are your goals, he's just going to argue with you. I would ask him, are these your goals? And of course they are. But if you ask him rather than tell him, you're much more likely to get him on board with this. Okay, so how do we do this? You now have a level of expertise that you didn't have before. So maybe going back to where you were before makes some sense. Maybe you can get better paid. In addition to the money stuff, which is important. I mean, you're 22. You don't want to be living at home. You don't want me telling you to get out of bed in the morning or what time you should come in. You want to have your own life, and that may be a roommate. And I'm willing to subsidize you. Dad and I are willing to subsidize you to a certain extent, but you still need to have a job. And the best way to see your kid is to pay child support. And without child support, courts aren't going to hear it. They're just not going to listen to you. Nor should they, to a certain extent. Okay, so in addition to that, let's figure out some things that would make you genuinely happy. And that's where I'd bring up the music stuff. If you're so good at this, have you ever thought about going and doing this? Because a lot of schools have cut out music programs of doing it at the elementary school or doing it, and you may not get paid for it, or maybe you could start an after-school situation where parents would pay $5 a kid or something. I mean, but think about it. So give him some ideas. First of all, a direction, which is to find doing something that pays enough money so he can be living independently or semi-independently, at least not at home, and pay child support so he can see his kid, and also things that give him genuine pleasure, which sounds like music. And there may be some other things you can think about as well, but I would do just say, tell me what I can do to help you in these areas. I assume these are your goals. Tell me if they're not. it occurs to me that you're really good at this. Have you ever thought about doing this? Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'll try
that. I can't hear you very well.
I said I'll try that. It has been, very stressful, and he does get angry with me thinking he thinks that I'm just trying to tell him what to do. So
well, that's why you heard me very carefully going over that approach a bunch of times of saying, are these accurate assumptions on my part? And how may I help you? And are these things that you'd like me to help you achieve? So rather asking the question rather than making the statement.
Yes. I will try that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And there may be some other things that you can add. For example, there may be exercise they can do. There may be volunteer things they could do. For example, if he's military or is interested in the military, maybe going to the VA hospital and volunteering. So he feels that he's doing his part for the military, even though he can't be in the military right now. And that might feel really good to him.
That's true. That is true.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Peg. And listen, and if you can certainly ask, tell him that I had some interesting ideas if he wanted to call me. He's certainly willing to do that. But the point being, going back to your initial question, how do I motivate him? You cannot. So you just have to give up that notion. The idea is not to motivate him. The idea is for him to see himself as having choices and options, which he does. Now, he may have done some really stupid things to limit them, but he still has more options than nothing, than sitting around and feeling sorry for himself, which, of course, what he's doing, which you don't need to sort of point that out to him. He's terribly aware of that. But you can point out, all right, are these your goals? Have you thought about this? I was talking with Mrs. McGillicuddy, and she was lamenting the fact that her kid doesn't have, there's no school chorus or there's no school band. And it occurred to me, you'd be terrific at that. Had you ever thought about that? The VA hospital could really use some, especially male volunteers, of just people to go and read or exercise or even play, maybe play music or start a band with some guys at the VA. Okay?
All right, well, thank you for the ideas. I appreciate it.
Well, give it a try, see what you get, okay?
Thank you.
You're Bye-bye. Welcome, Cookie. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.